Now, Jesus is given many names and titles in the Bible, but we could have a huge long series of talks on them, but today we're just going to look at two of those names. And the first one, and this is why I need some children here, is going to have five letters, and I'm going to ask Stacey to help you, but we're going to put some letters up the front and see if we can work out what this name is. So, Sam, can you take one letter? And one Sam up the front here. Okay, you would like to stand in front of that rail there. And Art, can we take a letter? And Evangeline, can we take a letter? Okay. Oops, that's another one. And Heidi, can we take that letter, please? And, okay, you're going to need to, okay.
So move across just that place. You come in here, guys. No, not you.
Okay, and Hamish, hold would you like pie. To hold a letter up?
Hold it up high.
No, okay. Okay, shall we hold that letter up high? Now, all those letters, hold them up above your heads. And let's see, can we work out what the name is? Anybody be able to help us sort it out? Addie, what is it? Jesus, okay. We need some help just to straighten that up. Thanks, Charlie, you've worked it out. Jay at the beginning, at this end. What letter comes next? Look at what letter you've got. Heidi, that's you. Yes, good. Now what have we got? Art in the... Yes, fantastic. Well done. Okay, you've got to keep holding them up high, guys. Will read to us from the Gospel of Matthew in the Bible. Before Jesus was born, God sent an angel, a messenger to a man named Joseph. And he told Joseph, marry Mary. The child you're going to have, she will have, will be from the Holy Spirit, and you are to give him the name Jesus. Now, why did God choose that name? He didn't say you're to give him the name Jack or Julius or Jeremiah. He said give him the name Jesus. Well, that's because Jesus means something. It means the Lord saves. That means Saviour. So God would save his people from their sins through Jesus. Now, all of us need saving from our sinfulness, that is our ignoring or our disobeying of our Maker God. None of us live a perfect godly life, so we all need rescuing to be right with a perfect God. The one who saves us is perfect and godly himself. It's Jesus. He came to earth as a baby. He lived among his people. He died for people, including us, and of course he rose again from the dead. He saved people by dying in their place. If we truly know Jesus, we have to know him as our Saviour. We put our trust in the one who died to save us from sin and death forever. So I hope we all know Jesus this way. Now you guys might need to have a little rest. You can put your arms down for a little bit. And now we're going to look at another name that he has in the Bible that is going to be revealed. Actually, it's not a surname. It's not like a last name. But here we go. Who have I got? Somebody there, Zoe. Thumbs up. Okay, Addie, you can have one of these. All right. So, Lydia or Eleanor, do you want to have one? That's okay. Name, do you want to have one? All right, we're ready. With Will. Okay, sure. All right. Who have I got there? Who's going to have it? Who's game? Okay, anyone else going? Cora, you game? The little ones, though, not so sure. Maybe, yeah, thanks. Thanks, Lisa. Lisa can go with Hamish. And one more. Okay. Thanks, Alexander. a willing construct. Okay, let's see if we can work out this name. We've got lots of letters. Everybody thinking, who could it be? Christ. Okay, it looks like it could be Christ. Can we work out where the C is? That's right, Zoe, you're up this end, over this. Right, it's a bit tricky, isn't it? Now, who's got the next letter? Come on, Addie, you move over next to Zoe. Who have we got next? Will. Yes, good man. Okay, and so, Zoe, you'll need to move a little bit this way, darling. Don't tread on Ames. We'll just move him over a bit. Okay, excellent work. They did it. Wonderful. Okay, and thank you for holding that word up high, Christ. Now, Christ means is not a surname, it's a title. It means Messiah, the Hebrew word, or anointed one, the one set apart for God to use as his preacher, teacher, his king, his priest, his mediator who brings us to God. Christ, the chosen king. Now, Ella read us a Bible passage which tells us when Jesus asked his friends, "Who do you think I am?" And Peter answered correctly, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." He knew Jesus was Christ, God's special one, who speaks for God, who lives God's way totally, and serves God fully. Christ is God's chosen king, and we need to live with him as our king, our boss, in everything. So knowing Christ includes us knowing that he is the saving one, Jesus, and knowing he's the saviour and God's special chosen king. Now, Ella, if you hold your last letter up really high, can you see what that letter is the shape of? It's a cross, isn't it? And that's because Jesus died for us on the cross to rescue us, to bring us back to God. He's specially set apart by God to teach us, to mediate for us, and to rule as king of the kingdom. And that's every day. So we all need to know Jesus these ways. Everyone hold your letters up as high as you can. Great, thank you. We need to know Jesus as the Saviour and as Lord Christ. Knowing Jesus Christ is something all of us can grow in, whatever age we are. Understanding and living this more and more is what our church wants for everyone. Thank you very much, helpers. You can hand those back to Stacey and go back to your seats.